This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Final time this week. Caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're going to win a pair of tickets to the Summer of Loud Tour featuring Parkway Drive, Killswitch Engage, Beartooth, The Amity Affliction, Devil Wears Prada, and more. Saturday, July 26th at Jiffy Lube. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, the Beltway Blitz comes your way in 60 seconds.
As Washington prepares this offseason to protect its star quarterback, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
4:30, what did one of the folks involved in this show do and get caught doing yesterday that was one of the most embarrassing things to ever happen in the history of this building?
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I mean, I'm schwitzing a little bit. I am great anticipation for that segment.
That's coming up in about 25 minutes. Plus, we got Ben Standing on the Commanders at 5 and John Walton on the Caps on trade deadline day at 6 right here on The Fan. But let's get to your Beltway Blitz. Bobby Blanco of MassinSports.com just got back from West Palm Beach where he was enjoying spring training. Bobby, there's a lot going on in camp, but I got to tell you, I love the way Mike Soroka's stuff looks. He's been dealing.
Yeah, he has. He had a really good second outing yesterday up in Jupiter against the Cardinals lineup that had guys like Nolan Arenado in it. So he's facing some major leaguers. Struck out 6. His fastball was pretty lively. It was sitting around 95, topping at 96, which is higher than it was last year when he was splitting time between the rotation and bullpen with the White Sox. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good development for the Nationals. This is who they signed to kind of fill out this rotation, take over the void that was left behind by Patrick Corbin departing. And if he can be a guy for them this year, you know, behind Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin, this is a really nice piece on a one-year deal that either turns into a trade piece or is part of a rotation that may be making a push for October late in the year. So either way, a really good development for this Nationals rotation.
Bobby, you were down there firsthand with those eyeballs. So vague open-ended question here, but who do we need to be talking about? Like from afar, we get like one game every month or something, and you can see a couple highlights here and there, but you're just relying on reports and a couple speeches here and there. But who's kind of turning some heads?
This might be an easy answer and maybe an obvious answer, but I strangely feel like we're not talking enough about Dylan Cruz down at camp. I think a lot of the attention in the past week or so, at least since games have started, has been on James Wood, rightfully so because he hadn't played the field. He was delay into games because of the right quad injury. A lot of concern around there, but he's fine. But Dylan Cruz probably has had the best start to camp as anybody in that clubhouse. I mean, he has just proven to be, so far, as that consistent really good above average baseball player right now heading into his rookie season. I know we're only halfway through camp. It's only been, 10 plus spring training games. So, you know, you don't want to put too much stock into guys who perform well. You don't want to get too low on guys who haven't come around just yet. But, you know, Dylan has at the plate used the middle of the field really well, which we know that the Nationals want all their hitters to do. We know he has that gap-to-gap power. We know that if he gets one down the line, he has the speed to go for extra bases. And in the outfield, not only in right field has he played well, he's played a couple of games in center and played really well out there too. So I think he is setting himself, again, kind of a cop-out answer. You know, he's a favorite to win Rookie of the Year this year, a top prospect, all of that. But I just feel like, you know, we should be paying more attention to Dylan at the top of this lineup and what he's been doing on a daily basis, because he's been by far the most productive and most consistent player down there.
7-for-19 at the plate to start spring training for the Nationals. What are realistic expectations for him as a rookie this year?
I think, you know, leading or at least being a part of that Rookie of the Year conversation, you're looking at a guy who can probably go, you know, 20 to 30 doubles, hopefully hit between 15, 20 home runs if the power comes along, steal around 30 bags if he gets on base at a good clip. And you know, is that guy in between C.J. Abrams at the top of the lineup and James Wood behind him in the lineup? And that's the lineup that David Martinez is running out tonight against the Mets. C.J., Dylan, James, 1-2-3 for the first time this spring. That should be fun to watch or read about, at least go over this evening. But, yeah, I mean, I think he is going to be one of the better young players, not just in the National League, but all of baseball, and definitely one of the best players on this team if, you know, he stays healthy and he lives up to the expectations that he is setting for himself right now with a good start to spring training.
Bobby, do you play video games?
Yes, sir.
Are you like a fun dude that just plays like sports games like Madden and stuff like Darius, or a dork like me that does like other kind of games?
Oh, no, dork like you do a little bit of both.
All right, so do you ever like create Bobby in a game and make yourself like super jacked and chiseled and awesome, and then like you have like a helmet and a spear and things like that? You ever do that?
Yes.
Can I be the judge and slam my gavel and say, where are you going with this, counselor?
That's what Jacob Young looks like. He looks like an avatar version of Jacob Young. Like, he is so yoked at this point. It wasn't like he was tiny before, but he's got muscles on muscles at this age. It looks like he did create a player. Is that going to make a big difference for him?
He looks like he got the Captain America Super Soldier serum over the offseason,
right?
Just coming from a regular dude to now just this Jack superhero in center field. Yeah, I think so. I think the Nationals are really hoping that it helps him at the plate. I think that, you know, he worked a lot over the offseason about, you know, getting his swing faster, getting his timing down, and hopefully being more of a threat at the plate instead of a guy that, you know, hopefully gets on base and then obviously steals bases and plays excellent defense. So if he could become a more all-around player, especially with his offensive production, I mean, that's just an added bonus, because he doesn't have to be that guy in this lineup, but that definitely helps and, like, you know, makes this lineup even deeper if he, at the bottom of it in the nine hole, is a guy that can get on base or, you know, hit for average and then also have a nice on-base percentage and score runs for them.
Bobby, thanks, buddy. Good catching up.
Yeah, have a good weekend, boys.
You got it. Let's talk football. Mike Jones covers the NFL for The Athletic, joining us on the Beltway Blitz. Mike, let's start with the top of the board, the Tennessee Titans. They've got a projected number one overall pick in Abdul Carter in their building today. Do you think they go quarterback, or do you think they either try to move down or go with another position, even though they need a QB?
Well, I mean, yes, they need a QB, but also this is a team that is trying to get younger. They know they need a lot. You know, they need a pass rusher, and, you know, pass rushers, quarterbacks, left tackles are, you know, premier positions. So, you know, I could see them taking a pass rusher if they weren't in love with either one of these quarterbacks. You know, you could still get a veteran guy to be a bridge guy till next year when you really love somebody. But I think they also will be listening to the phones, because you're starting over with a new GM, and he's going to want to try to put a stamp on this thing, and restocking this roster with young guys could be a way to do it if you're able to move back.
So, Mike, I can't prove this. It just feels anecdotal. But it feels like everybody that's now a free agent that, you know, whether it's a big name or has some pelts on the wall, is 30 or older. It felt like there used to be more guys in their prime, 26, 27. Now it feels like everybody got a second contract. Maybe it's the cap. Maybe it's, you know, just a weird year. But is that something that you're seeing as well?
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. It's a lot of guys that, because I was going through our top 150 and, you know, studying up on these guys, and a lot of guys 32, 31, you know, and they're not those guys that are coming out of the end of their rookie deals or their fifth-year option. You know, we see teams giving guys, you know, 1 and 2 year extensions, you know, seeing that second contract. And so a number of the guys that are going to be out there, guys who are coming off of injuries maybe or were released, you know, there's not a whole lot of premier guys that are right there in their prime. There are guys, like you said, who are, you know, 30 or a little bit older, or, you know, like I said, coming off of injury, or maybe they were overpaid and kind of a little bit underperforming, looking for fresh starts.
Trey Hendrickson, available for trade. What do you think it would cost to get him, and should Washington be willing to pay it?
Well, you know, that's the thing that's interesting now, is because these teams, when you've already said, okay, we're going to give our guy the opportunity to solicit a trade, you kind of kill your leverage a little bit. So I don't know if it's, you know, a second-round pick. I mean, I would give up a first-round pick for him because he's not just a pass rusher. He's also very good against the run. He would meet a need for them. And look, it's not like they have a top-10 pick that you're missing out getting a you know, franchise transformational type of guy. So I would move a first-round pick for that. But I have not heard a specific asking price yet of what Cincinnati's looking for him.
For Washington, you know, they've had Adam Peters this year, rather, and in the past, he's been part of regimes that are all about building through the draft, slow and steady wins the race, etc. Is the thought around the league, Mike, that they kind of aren't going to do that now because of how good Jane Daniels is and how much they overachieved maybe in year number one, and their window's kind of open? Might they sort of break glass here and throw the plan out and just go get some talent however they can?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a mix because, you know, as we've seen in the past, when you have a quarterback on his rookie contract, this is where you kind of want to load up with veterans and you can spend a little bit more because you've got that flexibility and you want to take advantage of this window being open, because then, you know, 4 years from now, you're going to have to really open up the checkbook for him. And then that's when you have to start retooling the rest of the roster. So I do think, just like we saw them be aggressive and get Lattimore at the trade deadline, I think we're going to see them swing big. Get to, you know, obviously Debo Samuel. They'll probably, you know, I'm not saying they're going to break the bank for other free agents, but I think we will see a couple, you know, key moves in free agency, and then they'll supplement everything to the draft.
Jones, good catching up, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you.
See you, buddy.
Be good. Let's talk some hockey. And we'll talk some football as well with our pal Chris Russell, who joins us. We just so happened to be in the area today in the Navy Yard.
Sure.
Said you were
dropping
by. Yeah, you were having lunch over at the Big Stick.
Yes.
Wait, actually, they closed down, so you can't have.
It's not there.
So it wouldn't be there. Walters.
This is how little I do when I'm in the Navy Yard. I had no idea. It's a block away.
Them, Pink Taco. There's a bunch of places around these parts closing down.
Right in time for baseball season.
Huh? I know. Can you believe it? Mm. People didn't come back to work quite soon enough.
Yeah, they could have just got that.
To help out the old Navy Yard. But I digress. So, Reenie, old buddy, old pal.
I wonder where that was going. But I know.
Anyway. Right. I just like to eat wings. That's it. I agree with whatever anybody else agrees with.
Listen, you know that bad thing? We hate that too.
Yes.
It's awful. The worst.
Everybody's side all the time.
Everyone listening.
Slashy, Anthony Bevilier.
Yeah.
That is a steep price. He's twice been traded for a fifth round pick.
I know.
I don't really care about giving up picks when I'm trying to win a cup necessarily, but I can also say they gave up a lot for him, probably too much. I talked to somebody with the team who's involved in their thinking, and they said he's a bottom six guy for them.
Yep.
That's a lot to give up for a bottom six guy.
Well, the question is whether he's, what do you call it, an upgrade for, what's his name, on the third, Mangiapane. Well, I mean, Vrana, they released.
Yes.
He hooked up with Barry. But Mangiapane, who had the assist and the setup on Ovechkin's
right now,
goal.
Right now, the third line is Mangiapane. They've got Radish up there for Frank to mix it up.
Right.
But it should be Mangiapane and Frank,
right,
on the wings,
right, and whether how they decide to kind of work that in the lineup, because that's presumably, as soon as I saw the trade, that's presumably where I thought he would fit in.
But here's what don't forget, Ryan Leonard's coming.
This is my point. Why wouldn't you just hold on to that second round pick and wait a couple
weeks
for Leonard?
Because the one thing I would say is, even though I agree that a 2025 second round pick is ideally too much for a team that's legitimately a contender, I don't mind making the move because it's legitimately a contender, and because we know the style of hockey obviously is going going to get cranked up a notch when you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs. At least you can say this. Beauvillier's played in a lot of playoff games. I watched him in a lot of playoff games with the Islanders. I know he's bounced around the last year and change. But also, if you put him on that third line, remember, they got Lars Eller back from Pittsburgh earlier this year, so I would have to check to see if they had some kind of chemistry going between Eller and Beauvillier.
They basically give
and Beauvillier's quick.
The two, a three, and a five for Eller and Beauvillier, which is not great, Bob. But again, right now, this moment, the picks matter less to me. They are loaded in their system. They've got a slew of prospects. They got more guys than they'll have spots for in the next couple years. They got a ton of money. So I care a lot less about the picks and restocking the system right now. But they got to get something out of Mangiapane.
Yep.
This guy makes $5 million bucks, and he's been pretty much a zero for the last few weeks here. That line, him, Eller, and we'll say Frank until Leonard gets there, that's the one of the four lines that has been a dud.
Yeah, but if you put ultimately Frank and now Beauvillier centered around Lars Eller, that gives you a lot of speed and on that third line,
it
which
does.
Is not typically a super fast line for most NHL teams.
But if you do that, are you sitting Mangiapane, who makes $5 million?
I guess they're doing that.
I mean, I think Ethan Frank would be the odd man out.
Ethan Frank's been. I know he had that one stretch where he didn't really score, but when he first came up, he obviously contributed, and then he got 2 weeks ago, he finally woke up a little bit, I think, if I'm remembering correct, and he's got speed.
But he makes $700K. Right?
I understand that.
You're going to sit the guy that makes $5 million?
But are you going to play a salary cap game at this time of the year? Did you make this move and give up what you gave up to play salary cap gymnastics, or did you play to put your best nine or your best bottom six together?
Well, I'd like to do that, but I guess my point is, look, I love Ethan Frank.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy. He's small,
right?
But he's fast, and I'm a big fan of his. Mangiapane scored 30 goals in the National Hockey
League.
Their best case scenario is to try to let him play his way out of whatever the hell's going
on. And maybe that's ultimately what they do. Maybe get a little bit more out of him on the fourth line. Drop him down a little bit.
See, now I don't want to break up. I know they already have. But Duhaime, Dowd, and Radish.
I know.
That's
the problem.
That's a dog kennel right there.
I assume, maybe initially, again, you'll have a little rotation. One guy gets inactive.
Scratched.
Scratch. I couldn't think of the word. My God, my brain is not working. And then they'll kind of seed the chemistry. Or could they have a different plan than right now exactly makes sense?
I mean, they've obviously earned the benefit of the doubt, but this is one of those where I don't quite get it. I don't quite get, A, where the upgrade is, and B, why you're willing to pay such a steep price
but
for it.
Don't you like having it? You're going into the playoffs. You never stay healthy in the playoffs.
True.
Don't you like having an extra NHL playoff proven bottom six player for depth in case any of those four wings go down?
And of course, on paper, of course I love those things. That's very nice. But now I'm going, I understand they're a cup contender, so a second-round pick means less to them than say, I don't know, the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are in last place. But you get the point of the story. I'm going, if I'm going to pay a premium for a thing I'd like to have, that just seems like not the way that they've done business an awful lot over the years as a really smart organization. Again, they're smarter than me. They know more than me. I'm just kind of going, this one, I don't quite see the math on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to look at it as it's clearly an upgrade over what they were deactivating or scratching every night in Verona, right? We would all agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's a matter of, okay, again, does Beauvillier, once he gets comfortable with whatever they need him to do and wherever they need him to be, is he better than Mangiapane and or Ethan Frank in their eyes as we turn from March, March 7th?
I mean, he's got 13 goals.
Yeah, I
would think they think he's
better. And a bunch at 5-on-5, too.
Yeah, so third on the Penguins with 13 5-on-5.
Which you always need in the playoffs. I don't know if it's a guarantee that he just waltzes right in and plays every night and Mangiapane or Frank get scratched. I think it might be a little bit of a kind of feeling out process.
They have a ton of money coming up in free agency with the cap exploding, Backe off the books, Oshie off the books. My point is, I don't know that they're going to need a ton of kids in the next few years anyway right now. They've got the ones coming that are going to be studs. Andrew Kristol, Ryan Leonard, Cole Hutson. Their core is together, and they can supplement now with money. So, yes, did they give up too much? Of course. Does the second-round pick bother me as much as it was going to 2 years ago when it looked like they were going to rebuild? Not really. Rini, I'm just glad you were in the area today. Thank God for that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you inviting me in.
Very convenient.
I would have brought you lunch, but I didn't know if you were hungry or not.
Well, nothing's open around here.
Ryan had to go run down and get you in the lobby because have you ever been to this building?
Back when my radio career wasn't on life support?
Rini, don't say that.
Then it got real, didn't it?
Don't say stuff like that, buddy.
Just having a little fun.
Come
with
on.
My guys.
We love you.
With my guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, something so embarrassing, so shameful, and so humiliating happened that it's going to be awkward to even discuss it on the program. But we're going to try our best next. Make sure you're listening on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
At 5 o'clock in a half hour, Ben Standig with the latest on the Commanders. Why did they feel they had to need Bobby Wagner? They wanted to bring Bobby Wagner back. And why not the same necessity to keep John Allen around on a one-year deal? He was released to save $16 million in cap space. We'll talk to him about those things, the Deebo Samuel trade, and what is next. That's coming up at 5. John Walton on the Caps at 6. And remember, at 6:10, our Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag on the way out to finalize the week of programming here on G&D. Danny, you don't know what happened yesterday yet.
This is not a work. I am legitimately in the dark. I received a cryptic text message on the way home. Okay. I'm in traffic. Ryan said, I can even pull it up here. Exactly. I'm not sure exactly what it was.
Yeah, read
but it was,
the text exchange on the group text yesterday as we were leaving.
Okay, Logan at 3, Ben standing at 5. Nope, that's later.
All don't right. read everything.
No, okay, I'm just trying to get back
stop
to
stop reading
here.
Random
yeah,
text.
I got okay, here we go.
Immediately stop reading what you're reading.
No, because the next one is not good for us. Okay, here we go. 6:36 p.m. from Ryan Clary. Grant just caught me doing one of the most embarrassing things ever. I'm so ashamed, but this is a great double play. Ryan follows up. I have so much shame right now, yet it's so funny. Grant, it's so funny, but I'm just like so embarrassed by the whole thing that I don't know what to do. Ryan, I'm more embarrassed. I have so much shame right now. It's likely the cheapest thing I've ever done. Grant, I should have minded my own business. I hate this for both of us. Ryan, I'm cackling. Toby chimes in with, so funny. That's the exchange. I don't know what happened.
Okay. So, this is right after we got off the air. So, the reason Danny doesn't know, he's probably gone for 10 minutes.
I'm already in the car.
Right? Now, most of us were just still packing up our bags and headed for the exits.
Yep.
So, the way it works is, pack my bag up, get ready to go, go and say goodbye to the guys, put my stuff away in my locker. By this point, Danny's on 395.
Yeah, I go, later, guys, and I'm out the door.
So, I am wheeling around the corner toward the bathroom.
Ryan's okay? already laughing, by the way.
Yeah. There is a... For people who have never been in this building, there's like a hallway where as you're coming down the hall, you can go left into our kitchen and our common area, our market, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you go right, there's a little side hall that leads to the bathroom. That's where I'm headed. But as I'm coming around the bend, I see Clary standing there, like kind of hovering over the counter in the kitchen, taking off his backpack. So far, everything's fine. Ryan, you were taking your backpack off, it looked like, right?
Yep, I was taking off the backpack.
Were you getting ready to head out for the night?
Getting ready to head out. I was going to go to the bathroom, and then I was going to head out.
Okay. So I see, Ryan, nothing's weird yet. As I'm walking another 15 or so steps down the hall to peel off to the right, I notice that he's got what looks like a spray bottle in his hand. So it's one of these bottles with like a...
The squirter on the top, nozzle.
The squirter, the pedal, the thing you pull back, like a trigger, basically. And you spray things. And he's kind of, I can't tell if he's taking it out of his bag or like jamming it down into his bag, but he's kind of fighting with this spray bottle, trying to force it into his bag where his laptop and a bunch of wires are. It's just a random thing to see.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
So far, yeah, that's unusual.
Now, what do you always say about me? I am...
Nosy.
Yes, but what else? Better way to say it, Darren Pang. Curious.
Yes. A one-trick pony. No, sorry. You're very curious.
I am a one-trick pony. But I'm very curious. So I see Clary jamming this thing into his bag. What I should have done is just gone to the bathroom. I should have said, Ryan brought a spray bottle to work. I can never just leave anything alone. So I say, hey, Clary, did you bring a spray bottle to work? And he kind of looks over at me real quick and just looks straight back ahead and doesn't say anything. Okay. Then I say, Ryan. And he looks over at me again. I go, is that a spray bottle? And he goes, yeah. And I said, why did you bring a spray bottle to work? And he goes, I didn't. And then I said, what is that? And he goes, and he points toward the counter and he goes, it's a cleaning, it's a bottle of cleaner. It stays on that counter, but no one really uses it. So I was going to take it home.
Oh, no.
And I said, what? I said, you're stealing the cleaner from off of the counter?
Oh.
In the kitchen?
Right.
At work? And he goes, and I quote, this is really embarrassing. Just like that. And I go, why would you do that? He's like, it's only like $5. I said, yeah, but like, why are you doing this?
$5.
And he's like, deep breath, looking around, scratching his head. He's like, maybe I'll just leave it. At this point, I go, I can't believe this is happening. I'm going to the bathroom. He follows me into the bathroom to keep explaining himself. Tag, you're it, Ryan. What in the hell was going on over there?
All right, so You nailed the story. I mean, you nailed it 100%. Besides, it was not in the kitchen. It was actually maybe even worse, in the producer studio. And as I was leaving, I've been eyeing this spray bottle for days.
Wait, which, in this studio that
in
you're
in? In this studio that I am in, the little fishbowl here.
The cleaning bottle from the producer studio.
The cleaning bottle.
So did you lift it up from here and carry it all the way to the
yes.
kitchen? Why were you putting it in your bag all the way over there instead of for the 4.5 hours you're sitting in the room with it?
I just saw it and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I was going to take that thing. So I was supposed to take it on Monday. But
what do you mean supposed to is doing a lot of work?
Like, yeah. Your girlfriend said we need cleaner, and no. Monday you were going to scoop it. And
I needed to clean up like cabinets and all that stuff, and I used that exact cleaner in this green bottle that like is whatever it is. It's really hard to find. Like, I cannot find it anywhere, and we have it here. And I've noticed that it's been collecting dust. No one uses it. It's been sitting there for well over a week now, and then I thought of a pretty good idea, what I thought, over this past weekend. Like, well,
I thought of a good idea.
When did you first think you were going to take this thing? Like, it's just been staring at you, mocking you, basically.
It's been staring at it's right next to me all day long.
Where does it normally sit? Where was it?
So, it's typically by the B. Mitch and Finley studio, right near, like, obviously the people can't see it, but there's an all-cap sign right yeah. there. It mm-hmm. sits right in front of it.
What cleaning product is this?
Like a Myers something, like
it's
an all...
The most nubby, yeah. normal spray bottle that you could get for $2.99.
What kind of surface cleaner is it?
It's,
do you know? Glass? Is it wood?
No, it's like a multi-purpose one. So
multi-purpose,
you can use
okay.
It's like a 409 cleaner, yeah. but in a different bottle.
Yes, exactly.
It's something that you could get at any store in the history of the world ever.
You would think that, but I have checked. Last time, it was on my list.
But it doesn't matter if you use that or another one.
I know.
You don't have a preference.
This one, Ryan?
That exact one, that green one.
So there's a lot of links that come up when you do a quick little search. Amazon.
Is it available?
Yeah, it is.
You can have it delivered tonight for
yeah,
how much?
You could. I get that it's pricey, $3.99. there are a couple other outlets too, CVS or Staples.
So when you're putting it in your bag and you see me coming, is any part of you going, like, he might see me doing this or no?
No. In fact, I had no idea that you were coming. And it wasn't even like, oh, I'm gonna put it in my bag. I was just like, I'm just going to put it in my bag. And then I didn't
were
think.
Was it registering that you're stealing it?
I was borrowing it, I would say.
You're going to bring it back?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah. Of
okay.
course.
Have you done this before with other things
no,
around the office?
I have not.
I mean, now we have to wonder.
I know. And now things are going to disappear. And they're like, Ryan took it. I'm like, no, I did not.
How many nubby things you didn't need to take have you taken?
Like, sometimes I can't find the wiffle ball bat. Ryan.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I will say I'm running around low on toilet paper right now also.
But this is the same level of just going into the bathroom and taking a roll.
I know. And
have you ever done that or considered doing that?
I have not done it. Have I considered it? Maybe as of this morning, because I did see that thing getting low. And I don't want to go to the grocery store, but I will not do it, because I like Charmin.
Did you end up taking the bottle? Because
Charmin, by the way, just as a quick side.
Oh, I thought he said Charming.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about the brand of toilet paper. Yeah, he said Charmin.
What does he use?
Charmin.
Back to the story, please.
He's a Charmin Lindgren guy.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, back to the story. So,
has he ever been to Charm City?
He follows me into the bathroom, by the way. And plops down in the stall and just starts yelling at me. There's another guy in there. And he's like conversing with me. Can't believe you saw that, man. I'm going to leave it now. I thought better of it. I had a moment of conscience here. So did you leave it or did you keep it?
No, I kept it. I kept it.
You took it home?
I took it home.
Oh, my God.
Did you use it last night?
Oh, my God.
I did. I didn't use it last night. After I cooked some dinner up, like I put my feet up in bed. And then
but
I went and do
the amount
dishes.
Of times you reach out to me after to say how much like embarrassment and shame you felt.
It was a lot.
I mean, that is rough. It's a $3 bottle of cleaner.
I know.
And you get caught stealing it from your office.
Yeah.
That's a low moment.
It was
I think I could have caught you doing the thing like people do late at night.
Yeah.
When they look at their computer and they don't want anyone to find them.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been less uncomfortable and awkward for both of us.
Oh, it would have.
Than me seeing you put that bottle in your book bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Brutal, man. I mean,
it makes my skin crawl.
With all your new corporate responsibility, too, of all the time for this to happen.
Well, I'm going to bring it back on Monday. It'll be there. You'll see it. You will see it for yourself. And I will just, let me defend myself for one second. It's been collecting dust forever. No one ever uses it. I mean, do you? No one can see the studio besides you two sitting in there, but it is a mess. It is a complete mess. No one ever cleans it up.
You could clean it. You could spray it. I could.
But that's not my job.
Sure it is. Your workspace being clean?
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. You're right. I probably could, but I choose not to.
Right, because you want to steal it and use it at home.
You'd rather use it at home.
Well, now I do. And I saw it. I saw this as an opportunity to save a few bucks. And
literally a few.
Literally a few bucks.
$2.99.
Like one more than two.
And, you know, I know that we have Lysol wipes here, so I was like, you know what? We could use that. I didn't take the Lysol wipes.
Why not?
They were only in Grant's locker. You could probably crack that code.
It's a great question. You could take Lysol wipes. I mean, there's
here's
a scented candle over here. You can take that home.
That said, I love a good candle, too.
But I haven't been to your new apartment yet. We went to your old apartment. But I noticed the drapes weren't that new. You could take that Monumental Sports drape background from the Junks.
What is to stop you from, like, how do we know this isn't something that's going to escalate? You're not going to be running out of Marshalls with a trash bag.
It's how serial killers start. You start, we're using the magnifying glass on the ant. Next thing you know, right?
I mean, I feel terrible about this. But I won't
Not
lie.
Terrible enough. That it was still in your book bag last
night.
It
was because I needed it. I needed to clean the counters.
But you're in Arlington. You live walkable to 14 stores with cleaners.
You would be surprised. You would be surprised at this specific one.
I would
that
be
has
surprised
a
at
nice
how
set.
Easy it is to get cleaner. You're
respectfully,
right.
I think you'd be pretty surprised right now.
The one grocery store that I go to near my place never has it. Never.
Don't you live near a Trader Joe's?
Yes, but they don't carry those.
Maybe not that brand, but they carry cleaner.
I like that brand, and I like that scent.
No 25-year-old guy gives a damn about what brand you're using.
But I like the scent. I like the scent.
They make
of the
other lemon-scented stuff, bro. No. A lot of people got lemon.
You have Amazon.
No, but I don't have that's a whole situation.
I would happily order you. Just say, hey, man, I don't have Amazon. Can you get me a cleaner?
Yeah, you're right.
Or you could stuff it in your bag in front of witnesses.
It wasn't supposed to be in front of witnesses.
It would have been better.
For the all-watching eye.
It would have been better if it was a computer or a car.
Yeah.
He was shoving into his bag. A $2 bottle of cleaner. It's just so nubby.
Oh, it's tough.
It's so tough. I mean, what is more embarrassing than that?
It was so embarrassing. Like, I'm still so embarrassed by
Like, the lowest I've ever felt, similarly, was, like, I knew that I had... Like something I needed to clean up in my car. So I grabbed a couple of paper towels and brought them down with me. You know what I mean? And even that, I was like, is this wrong? Like, even that much was cringeworthy. You know what I mean? Like, I've taken supplies from the office to wipe something down in my car because I'd spilled a drink or something, or my kids spilled a drink. I don't remember what it was.
I could see you scooping, like, paper plates or something and taking them home if there's a bunch of them and, you know, like, you're going to be doing pizza with your kids that night or something.
Yeah.
Like, I could see you doing that.
No shame
that.
In that. But a little shame in this.
That's some shame.
No, I
some
think there's shame in that. Like, I think I've called you on that kind of thing before, where, like, if we have a food drop and there's, like, a plastic silverware or something there, you might grab it and, you know.
Yeah, it's going to come in handy for me. I'll need it.
Right. So that's nubby, too. But
this is bad.
This feels like real thievery, I feel like.
I know. I felt bad. I legit felt bad.
But you did defend yourself relentlessly, both in the moment and then just now.
Yeah, I did. I did.
And in the moment, honestly, he didn't. In the moment, he was caught so red-handed that he just kind of was like, oh, and he did the same thing he did with It's a Football, where he just flat-out panicked, and he was like looking around. He didn't know what to say. He is like a raccoon when the light gets turned on or something. Like, he just starts twitching, and he just has no calm at all. He's so guilty, and he just goes like, he almost cut himself off, and he's like, I'm just so embarrassed. And I'm like, embarrassed about what? What did you bring that to work for? He's like, I just feel shame. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I just feel shame.
You know, I'm like, what is that? He's like, I'm taking, didn't say stealing, but it was stealing. I'm taking the cleaner from off the counter. And it's funny that it was in the producer room because he just vaguely pointed. He's like,
yeah.
It stays over there. No one ever uses it.
It's 54% used, but I'm taking it home with me.
I can't wait to see your counters. They must be beautiful.
Spotless.
They're spotless now, I can tell you that much. They weren't before.
A different position group breaking down the Commanders every single day. Let's get to the secondary next on G&D. Oh, boy. The boss now knows that there is a thief among us. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Van Standing covers the Commanders at the top of the hour in 10 minutes at 5, and then John Walton on the Caps at 6. That's when we'll do Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Chris Kinert is our boss. He is the brand manager. And
all the brands.
One of the big fellas now in the Odyssey Empire for sports. You just heard, though. And this is one of our favorite employees as a show, I will tell you. We've had a lot of fun working with Ryan, and it was a good run for him. He was trying to steal a $2.99 cleaner and got caught.
I believe he has succeeded because it's at home, right? He has it at his house right now.
That is true, yes.
Like, he literally stole it. It has been stolen.
It is no longer here.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been stolen.
How long have you worked in radio?
27 years. This is the nubbiest thing that has ever happened in 27 years. Nearly three decades of being surrounded by nubby things, okay? This is an industry that is made up almost entirely of people that are nubs and weird, yeah. And our equipment's always nubs.
Squirrely, raccoon, weird people, yeah.
Every little free thing they can.
T-shirts, food drops. People come to work with the Tupperware ready to go to, like, bring home the free food with them.
Graspers.
People eating, like, three-day-old pizza from the weekend on Monday. Like, so we're surrounded by nubs at all times. And we got the king of nubs right here. Ryan Clary, the king of nubs.
And you say you're embarrassed and you feel shame.
I am.
But not enough.
You
not
took enough. It home, not though, enough. After the interaction.
Well, again, the counters weren't going to clean itself. And they're not getting cleaned around here. I'm not going to call anyone out on whose job that is.
By the way, please do. You're stealing from the place. You might as well call everybody out while you're at it.
You feel comfortable enough.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
I love this idea, by the way, that he's like, these counters, and he's talking about in there in the studio, they're dirty, as if he can't just wipe them. He sits there for 4.5 hours a day. There's a cleaner right next to him.
Well, he was like, in my defense, it was just sitting there. Well, so are the computers. So is the control board. So is, like, the microphone. Are you taking
the camera's just sitting there? Should I grab it?
Yeah.
I mean, I could. I'm not.
Are you sure you're not?
Yes, 100% I'm not.
What is different about the cleaner versus anything else that a bobblehead or a jersey or something you could just walk away with?
Okay. You want it? Like, you want what I'm going to say. It's not a good explanation as to why you should take cleaner. But
we were really expecting a really good explanation. Everyone in this room was expecting something really good.
I thought nobody would notice. And, of course, Grant walks by and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, like, just nothing.
No one is worse at getting caught.
Yeah.
If you caught doing something you were uncomfortable about, you'd probably smoothly just be like, oh, no, I'm just getting ready to leave. What are you doing? And I wouldn't go over and investigate. The way he reacted, it was as if I caught him doing something terrible.
He was stealing.
He did. Yeah. I was going to say it away.
And then I had to
literally
ask
a sin.
He literally starts going, and like, just grunting.
Can you imagine following Grant into the bathroom then and try to explain yourself?
Yeah. I was going there regardless. But yes.
But you kept talking, didn't you?
I kept talking.
And by the way, when he's in the stall making noises, you guys can imagine.
Yeah.
There's another guy clearly out there with us. Very obviously. Did not stop him from yelling his
another witness.
Yeah. Yeah, I did do that. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Incredible. Incredible. How full was the bottle?
It's about halfway full.
A half full bottle.
Think we could empty that bottle around here maybe next week, maybe Monday?
I think
as
we could.
Part of your punishment? I mean you.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
As the punishment?
Make him clean all the counters.
I think you need to use the rest of that bottle on cleaning the studio.
It's pretty important to you.
That's a great idea.
That's a good penance.
It works well. I was testing it out. It works really well.
Well,
it cleaned the counters really well at my place.
I mean, you seem very good at it. Sounds like you're very confident in your skills. Let's see him put to the test here.
He also was
explaining to us during the break that, again, we're wrong because it's so hard to find Meijer's cleaner.
It is.
I mean, the explanations from him never make any sense in any area of his life, okay? We all know that. We've had discussions on and off air, okay? They never make any sense. You're trying to claim you can't find, like, multi-purpose household cleaner at a CVS or any kind of grocery store?
Not this specific one. I'm telling you, this green Meijer's, and yes.
Yeah, we buy only the best here. Is that what you're saying? Yes, like, it's so good.
That's a great point.
Are you kidding me?
Odyssey has the one seed.
It's silly. It is silly. It's a silly cleaner. Now, it's not more expensive than anything else, but this set.
Clearly, because it
is pretty cheap. Yeah,
$2.99.
Like, I don't know. they had it here, and it's just been sitting there.
The next time something's missing, do you have to email him just to make sure it wasn't him?
I mean, I won't even check the cameras. I'm just going to assume that it's Ryan. You know, I've had to call people before, employees, and be like, hey, I saw you steal that thing on camera. Can you please bring it back and never do that again?
See, I wish so badly that CK caught this on camera. That would be funnier to get the video. Is there a kitchen video?
Oh, we have video of it, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh. If we get 30,
what would I pay?
I would love to put the, like him just getting caught and looking around and me walking up to him. That would be unbelievable.
We probably need that for social media, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Well, we can find it.
You want me to hold a tiny microphone? How about we push you, kleptomaniac, on
That's a deal.
My God. Ben Standing of The Athletic is going to join us next to discuss why the Commanders released John Allen on Grant and Danny.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.